Okay, Sarandun Aleph Amud Beis, Yevamot 51b. Okay, around midway down the column. So the first, it's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, around 10 lines down. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, there's an asterisk on the line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Chamai, Rabbi Shimon, Ube Nazai, Rabbi Nechemia, Pusir Lu Mamar Kona Kinyan Gibor. So Rabbi Yochanan says the following five Tanayim, i.e. Rabbi Gamliel, Beit Shammai, Ayel, Kuzetana, but it's obviously old school, Reb Shimon, Ben Azai, and Reb Nechemiah. They all hold the Mamar is Kona Kinyan Gamur. So Rashi says it means the Kinyan Chashuv. It's a very strong Kinyan. And remember, Mamar is when a person says, the Yavama, you're Mekudesha to me with this Kesef or the Star. It's a very strong Kinyan. Now, the article points out that they don't agree with each other as to how strong it is, but very strong. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel had the Amran. So Rabbi Gamliel, we mentioned earlier, if you remember in the Mishnah, we said that if there are two Yavamos and one Yavam, Rabbi Gamliel holds is not Mamar achar Mamar. And you can't have Mamar after Mamar, because the first Mamar did everything that it could. So in that sense, it's a strong opinion. In other words, it occupied all the space it could. Then we're on Nunavim Beis. Then the Gemara says, Shammai, we went over this the other night also on Tuesday. It's a review from Tuesday. So Beit Shammai did not, and we had this Mishnah earlier in the Masech. Shlosha Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nisum L'Shtei Achayot. You have three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them are married to two sisters. So Reuben is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. And a third brother is a bachelor, that's Levi. So one of the Balei Achayot will say Reuben died. Levi did Mamar with Rachel. Then Shimon dies. So now in this case, Levi's got a difficult situation. He's got Mamar with Reuben's widow, that's Rachel. And then he has Leah, is now all made for Yibam, right? So it's two sisters that are standing for Yibam. So there's machloka between Ben Hillel and Beit Shammai, but we're going to focus on Beit Shammai here. Beit Shammai Amrim, Ishto Imo, Barleizu Tisemi Shema Chorisha. Beit Shammai says, as far as we're concerned, Rachel is his bona fide wife. He did Mamar with Rachel, she's the wife, and the other one is the wife's sister, and she's out the door because he can't do Yibam with the wife's sister. So that's a proof that Beit Shammai holds that Mamar is a strong Kenyan. Okay? Now, I'm going to go on one more, and then we'll pause in a bit. So Beit Hillel says that he has to get rid of both wives, the way Beit Hillel says over there. No. The question is, how strong is Mamar? How strong is Mamar? So Beit Shammai holds it's so strong. That's his wife. And the other one is like, I don't view it as Achot Zekukato. I don't view Leah as the sister. In other words, she's totally the wife. That's why it's strong. Okay, now the next piece. Reb Shimon.
She's totally the wife, you don't talk about Zika anymore, right?
She's totally the wife. So since she's totally the wife, so Leah can't do Yibam with Leah anymore, so then that's it. Now, according to Beit Hillel, they're each Achot Zekukato. There's a Zika with both of them, and they're each the sister of the Zekuka, so I can't get involved with it, according to Beit Hillel. But Beit Shammai says one is totally the wife. Now, Reb Shimon, Tanya, Amar Shmi Lahem. Amar Lahem Reb Shimon Lechachamim. Now, this is talking about a situation where you have a Yavam, two Yavamim, who are each between 9 and 13. In other words, 9 years in one day and not yet 13. Not yet 13 in a day. So between that period of time. So Chazal teaches that the Bia of a 9-year-old is Bia. And we do it legally valid Bia. The Tanya, Amar Lahem Reb Shimon Lechachamim. So here we have a situation where you have Yavama, and one of the Yavamim does Bia with her, and then the other one does Bia with her. So, all right. So, Amar Lahem Reb Shimon Lechachamim, in Biyat Rishon Bia, Biyat Sheni and a Bia. If the first Bia, now again, Reb Shimon, he's Mesupak with this. In other words, he says, if the first Bia is a valid Bia, so the Bia of the second one is nothing. It's gornished. In other words, because only one person can marry this Yavama. Right. In Biyat Rishon ain't a Biyah, if the first Biyah is not a Biyah, Biyah Sheni Nami ain't a Biyah, the second one's not a Biyah. So either way, the second one is nothing. So now the Gemara makes the deduction, Biyah Ben Tesha, the Chamamar Shavu Rabbanan. A Biyah of a 9-year-old, the Chamim equated with Ma'amar. In other words, that's a legal equivalent of Ma'amar. The Kamar of Shimon ain't a Biyah. So Rav Shimon says means the second one's not a Biyah. So means if the first boy, he has Biyah with the Yavama, so it, assuming that it's good, again, Beit Shammai, they pointed this out in the art scroll, Beit Shammai, I mean, Rav Shimon is not as strong as Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai said, she's his wife. And Rav Shimon is the supak about the Biyah. The Biyah is the legal equivalent of Ma'amar. The Biyah of a 9-year-old, that is, the equivalent of Ma'amar. So if, but assuming it is good, and it is good, it means like, it's if he did Ma'amar with her, but he did Biyah with her. So if it's good Biyah, so it acquired all that it could be acquired, and the second Biyah is nothing. So that's a proof that he holds that it's a strong kinyan. Okay, one more, and then, or let me just get to the two dots, then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, okay? Benazai, the Tanya, Benazai Omer, Yeshmamar Karmamar, Vishnei Yavamin Yavama Achad. So Benazai says, there is Mamar after Mamar, if there's two Yavamim and one Yavama. So one widow and two Yavamim. So each do Mamar with her. We're going to give legal force to each Mamar. He says, V'ein Mamar Achar Mamar, B'shtei Yavamim Yavama Achad. But it's not Mamar after Mamar, but two Yavama and one Yavam. So it means like this. Again, each one doesn't hold the same as the other one, but Ben Azai says that if you have two Yavamim, so Chum give a koach to each Yavam to do a Kenyan Mamar. Right. Two surviving brothers, right? So two Yavamim, one Yavama, one widow, we'll say Rachel. So there is Mamar after Mamar with that. So they both, so there's a Kenyan with each one of them. But obviously they both can't marry her, but there's a kinyan with each one. But the key is the second line. V'ein mamar achar mamar b'shtei yavamim v'yavam achad. If I have one yavam, in other words, they view it that the coming woman talking mamar. So each yavam has a koach to do mamar. But if I have one yavam and two yavamot, in other words, my brother died, he left two wives, and then I do mamar with each one, only the first mamar has a kinyan, and then the second one not. Because the first Mamar did everything it could do. And that proves that Mamar is strong. Now, last one, and then that will be it, okay? Rav Nechemia did none. Rav Nechemia had in the Mishnah that we did on Tuesday night. Remember, we were talking about you doing lots of different kinyanim with the same Yavama. Rav Nechemia did none. Rav Nechemia Omer, Achat Be'ila, Achat Be'ila, V'achat Kalitza, Bein Be'chila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Be'sof. In other words, if in the middle of all the kinyanim, like you're giving a get, you're doing mamar, whatever, if you have a be'ila, a sexual act, or you have a chalitza in the middle, or the middle, beginning, the middle, the end, in other words, you do be'ila or chalitza, that's it. But be'a psula, now, be'a psula, if I do be in the middle, so if I do a be'a after mamar, or I do a be'a after a get, we discussed that. So it's called the Biyah Psula. In other words, the Biyah is not everything it was like, you know, originally designed to be. In other words, it's like weakened. So I'm going to have a Biyah Psula, the Chamamar should be Rabbanon. So Biyah Psula is legal equivalent of Mamar, B'ketani Ein Acharei HaKlum. He said after the Biyah Psula, Ein Acharei HaKlum. So that shows that Mamar is a strong Kenyan. Okay, again, let's all focus, okay? So we had in the Mishnah, remember in the Mishnah, we discussed, let's say, I give a get, and then I do Biyah, and then I do another kinyan afterwards.
Yeah,
so, or I do chalitza. So the Reb, according to Reb Nechemia says, if I do a chalitza or a Biyah, let's focus on the Biyah. If I do a Biyah, even in the middle, ain't acharei klum. There's nothing after the Biyah.
Even in the middle,
there's nothing can be chal after the Biyah. So a Biyah in the middle, if I do a Biyah after a get, I do a Biyah after a mamar, that's a Biyah psula. That's a defective Biyah. And the defective Biyah is legal equivalent of mamar. So, but after this mamar, ain't acharei klum. That shows that, you know, okay. So let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll move on. Okay. So we said that Rabbi Yochanan said that there are five Tanaim who hold that that Mamar is Kona Kinyan Gamur, which Rashi says means a Kinyan Chashuv. And we said that the article said they all don't necessarily agree with each other, but they all hold it's Chashuv. So we went through the different Tanaim, and they each held that they had a tremendous Chashivus with it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if I'm right, but we learned that if the wife of the brother dies,
The wife of the brother or the brother dies?
Brother dies.
The brother dies, yeah. Leaves the Yavama.
The wife, either you do Yavama or you do...
Yibam or Chalitza. Right.
Tell Dan she's yours.
Wait, were you here last week? Did you...
No,
you oh, so you see, you're missing Shirim, Rafi, and that's why you're... Well, yeah, that's why you're not following the Gemara. Yeah, okay, but you're missing pieces. So we said that there are different kinyanim a person can do with the Yavama. I can do Mamar with her, and I can give a get to her, and each one of those impacts the whole situation. So, okay? All right. Yeah, what's up?
Where do Chachamim learn that Bia of a 9-year-old is like Mamar?
So...
Did you learn that from anywhere?
So...
This accepted fact.
One second.
Rabbi, is the pshat that it's done at the Rabbanan level?
One second. Yeah, so all Rashi says, the Bia ben Teisha Shanim to Mamar Shabu Rabbanan. There was a Chachamim considered it the equivalent of Mamar. Yeah. So where they got that from, I don't know where they got that from. One second. Give me 1 second, Daniel. I'll give you 1 second. One second. Let me take a look at what it has here. Yeah, all he says here in footnote 11, he says, rather the rabbis recognize the equivalent of Mamar. So where they got this from, I don't know, but that's it.
Okay,
Daniel, you also got one more question. I'll come to you, Daniel.
And then Azai's case, how come we don't learn from the case when there are two brothers and one Yavama?
Wait, let me get to Ben Azai. Where's Ben Azai? Because it says, no. So in other words, again, so
I got it. I just want to know how come we don't learn Mama is not as strong from the first case.
That it's not as strong.
Yeah.
So here, in other words, each one is not the same as each other one. So Benazai may not be like the same as Beit Shammai, who other was very strong. But at least in one case where I have the same person right there is very strong. Then in the other case it's two. So he holds that they each
have
a car. They each have a car, right? Okay. Now, Daniel, what's up, Daniel?
I was saying maybe the reason they're comparing it because we know that it is downgraded maybe to a Derabanan level between the 9-year old.
What are you talking about? Oh, with the Bia of a 9-year old.
I'm talking about what Joseph asked. I had the same question. But the question is, I mean, do they say that because these are things that are accepted by Rabbanan, as in other words, the Ma'amar, which is something that is on a rabbinic level, and so too in terms of a 9-year-old who is not bar mitzvah, also maybe on a rabbinic level, and they're saying since both of them are within this category, they are comparing them. Is that a possibility?
I don't know what to say. You want to say because he's below bar mitzvah, so it's like he's not a gadol. So you want to say
yeah, it's not a chiyuv. So therefore, they're saying it's downgraded. So therefore, it's on an inferior level.
Now, one other thing is though. Now with the 9 girls, as you mentioned this before, we said that that ein bia har bia. So if the first one has bia with her and the second one has bia with her, so the second bia we're not going to get full force and effect to, but he's permitted to be with her, the first one. So the question is, though, it's like, you know, it's if a woman if a woman has relations with another man, so she's asr the bala, asr the boala. So why don't we say that here? So Tosfos takes this up, and among the answers Tosfos gives is that A, she may have been forced to do it, in which case she is mutar, or it was a case of shogeg. I guess nobody really.
Unless it's a kohen, Rabbi. Unless it's a kohen, if it's a kohen, he's not mutar.
I don't know who's walking in the door. I don't know. Shogeg. Okay, let me move on. Here the case that we were talking about was with the Yavama, two brothers, but one could have been 9, one could have been 11. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now.
Rabbi, what would Tosfos do with the Kohen? The bottom line, a Kohen, even if it's not forced.
We'll see you in Shiur soon.
Daniel, you coming here? Daniel?
I'm in Brooklyn. I'm far away, Rabbi. Sorry. Can you hear me?
All right. Daniel, we're going to move on. Daniel, I want to move on. Please forgive me, okay? Okay, but we hope to see you soon is right. Okay, now, Nun Alpha B is the bottom line. So, Ketzer Asama Marachu. So, if you remember, in the Mishnah, we did this Mishnah on Tuesday night. So, the Mishnah said, first, it was Machlok between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel had in Get Akar Get, not Mamar after Mamar. And then we spoke about the Elon, the Chachamim hold, there was Mamar after Mamar, and there was Get after Get. And then the Mishnah had Ketzad, and in Ketzad, we got into all these different cases. If you did Mamar, and then gave her a Get, and the whole thing. So, the Gemara says, Ketzad Samamar Hule, hi. Get after get who? So we're just talking about get after a get. And it was get after get, he gave a get to one Yavama, gave a get to another Yavama. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah starts talking about other cases like where he's doing multiple Kinyanim with the same Yavama.
Get after get.
He says, Amar Yudah Hati Kamar. So Yudah says, this is what the Mishnah is saying, yeah. Get after get, Umamar, Farmamar, Kidda Amra. In other words, when it comes to get after get, Umamar, Afar Mamar, that's more elaborated in the Bryson. We used Bryson yesterday where Rabbi Gamliel explained how he felt. He says, and the Chachamim knew it was all spelled out there in the Bryson. He says, but Yavam Achad, Yavam Achad, Ketzad, Mitzvah Hataratam. But if I have one Yavam and one Yavama, like how do I separate them under these circumstances? Asa Mamar B'Yavimto, let's say you did Mamar with his Yavama, but Atan Laget. In other words, he's explaining, in other words, it's moving to a different topic. It's saying, if you have the one Yavam, he does different things with the Yavama. Like in this example, he did Mamar with her, and then he gave her a Get. So the Get undoes the Mamar, so then she needs Chalitza. So that's what we're speaking about. So
Mamar after Mamar, period. Forget it. Done.
Yes. Right. Correct. Okay, now, the fifth line, Asa Mamar Ubaal Harezit Mitzvato. Now, the Mishnah said, if you gave Mamar and then you had Bia with her, then you're doing things kmitzvata, like the Tikkun of Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Leila Rav Huna. Should we say that our Mishnah supports Rav Huna? The Amar Rav Huna, Mitzvah Yibam, Mitzvah Shvacharkach Bawel. Rav Huna says the Mitzvah of Yibam is first you do Mamar, you say Harayat Mekudesh Adli, like with a man, with a wife, and then you do Bia, that's the way to do it. So should we say that our Mishnah is supporting Rav Huna? Because our Mishnah says that's kmitzvata when you do Mamar and the whole thing. So Ema Avzek kmitzvata. So the Gemara says not mukhar from the Mishnah that is necessarily a support for Rav Huna. The Mishnah could just be saying, this is one way. In other words, you can do it this way. You can do it the other way. In other words, so it's Avzek kmitzvata. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what do you mean? That's obvious that I could do it this way. What is he talking about? No. Saka nefamina, even the Amar Mar, Ha'usa Mamar b'yivimto, So this is within the Shita of Beit Shammai. They say if you do Mamar with Yavama, I think Beit Shammai holds a Mamar as a Kinyan on a Duraisa level. If you do Mamar with Yavama, Parchaimen was Zika Yavamin, so the Zika disappears. Once you do Mamar, the Zika disappears. The Zika is a connection between you and your Yavama. So the Chala of Zika Erusin V'Nisuin. Now, You're on the Erusin and Nisuin mode. So the Gemara says, Himamar host the Mamar Bivinto, Parkim and Zika Divam and Chalab Zika Erusin Nisuin, Ema Lav Mitzvah Ka'avid. So I would say that if that's the case, so I just did like, now you're, it's like Erusin, now you're like my regular wife. So then I would think that if I just do Bia with you, you know, first, you have to do a chuppah, right? That's the way you normally do it. Then we do a chuppah. Yeah. And so here, he's just doing the mamar and he's doing the bia.
Okay.
So I would think that that's not kosher. So it could be the Tanis teach me, no, that's okay. You do mamar and then you do the bia. But it's not necessarily endorsing the way Rav Huna says that this is the way you have to do it. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara leaves it that way. So now, Gufa, let me just get a few lines, we'll pause. Yeah, Kamash Balan. Okay, now Gufa.
It's not a mitzvah of Yibam, it's us.
No. In other words, Rav Huna is saying this is the way to do Yibam. Okay, so the Gemara says I have approved Rav Huna from the Mishnah.
Got rid of the mitzvah. So, you're doing it soon.
No, so maybe the Mishnah is just saying this is one route you could do. In other words, you could do it this way. Maybe you could be a straight away. You could do this route also. So what do you mean I could do it this route? That's so obvious I could do it this route. So the Gemara says, no, I would think that since according to Beit Shammai, wants to do Mamar, now it's like Erusin. There's no Zika anymore. It's like a regular wife.
You transfer so, into a regular
so,
wife.
So now I have to do a chuppah, then I could do B. I can't go straight. So come on, I can. Okay, now let's go further in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, Mitzvah Yevamin, Mekadesh Bekarka Boel. So Rav Huna says the mitzvah by Yevamot is to be Mekadesher, it means to do the Mamar, and then to have Bia with her. He says, in other words, on a Daraisa level, you just go straight for the Bia. But there's a mitzvah coming to do Mamar. Being Baal the Asa Mamar Kana. But if he did Bia first, and then he did Mamar, he still acquires her. So the Gemara says, in Baal the Asa Mamar Pita, the Hakani of a Bia. What do you mean? Once you do Bia, that's the full Kinyan on a Torah level. So obviously, he says, Ella Ema, I should say that what he meant was, in Baal below Mamar Kana. If he had Bia with Hauer without Mamar, he's kona her. So the Gemara says, Vahatanya loke. But we learn in the Brisa that if you do Bia without Ma'amar, you get Malkot. Now we think that Malkot is on a Torah level. Malkot is lashes. I'm getting Malkot because I'm violating a Torah prohibition if I just do the Bia. So here he's saying I could just do the Bia, I acquire her, but the Brisa says I get Malkot for it. So the Gemara says, Malkot margut midrabana. No, it means he has Malkot on a Drabana level, because the Chamim didn't like that he's behaving this way, that he's going straight into the Bia without the Mamar, they didn't like that. The Rav Mangid, Mangid Mekadesh Bia. Rav would give Malkot to anybody who's Mekadesh with Bia. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Aisha nicknamed Bekesef Shtar with Bia. A woman is acquired with Kesef Shtar Bia. But notwithstanding that, Rav would give Malkot to somebody who acquires his wife with Bia. Uman de Mekadesh Beshuka. And Rav would give Malkot, means on a Drabana level, to somebody, even if he's Mekadesh or Bekesef, but he does it in the Shuk, he does it in the marketplace, it's like pasnished. So you give Malkot for that. Uman de Mekadesh below Shidukha. And if a person did Kiddushin without doing Shidukhim ahead of time, so he would also give Malkot. Uman de Mevatel Gita. Uman de Mevatel Gita is when a man writes a get and he gives it to his Shliach. And then after the shliach has it, he says, I changed my mind, don't deliver it. So you give Malkot, because that creates a lot of problems. If I give him the get, he could still deliver the get. The woman thinks she's divorced, and she's really not divorced, because he's mabakal the get. So Rav would give Malkot to the person who's mabakal the get. Uman demasar moda gita. And we also give Malkot. Now, sometimes the bezin forces somebody to give a get. You know, it says like, makinoto achimo rotsan. Like the Rambam learns, like you strike him until he says, I want to, because deep down he wants to listen to what the Chachamim are telling him to do. So let's say before he gives the get, he gives a modar, is like when you make a declaration in front of a bezdin and say it does not have full force and effect. A disclaimer. I'm claiming this get I'm not doing for my ratzon. So in Achinami, that has no impact on the legality of the get. But, you know, it causes people to think that it is undermined. So he gives Malkot for that. Uman de pakir shlita de rabbanim. If a person, now there's machloka what this means, either it means he strikes, the shlita is the emissary of the bezin. So he like maybe he's coming to give him a hazman or whatever, he's coming to the bezin, he's not the most popular person. So he, either I strike him or Rashi says here, like I, the shon chutzpah, I act impudently, maybe I curse him out or something like that. He would give him Malkot for that. If a person was placed in Nidui, excommunication by the Bezdin, and he didn't purge himself of the Nidui within 30 days, and when they're putting him in Nidui, is he not doing something the Bezdin wants you to do? So if he doesn't do whatever the Bezdin wants him to do within 30 days, then you give him Malkot. It's on top of Nidui, you get Malkot. And for a chassan, who's living with his mother-in-law in the same household with the mother-in-law. So the Gemara takes it, and maybe you can speak from your own personal experiences, that there's like a connection between the mother-in-law and the son-in-law. Like there's like an attraction between a mother-in-law and a son-in-law. So if you're living with the mother-in-law, it's like the pasta. So the Gemara says, okay, one second. So the Gemara says, the da you're in, the chalif lo, So actually, the Bizman Chazal, so the woman would go to the husband's family. In other words, so this is like the opposite. In other words, the woman would stay with her own family until the Nisuin, then go to the husband's family. Here, he's living with her family. So the Gemara says, I mean, if he lives there, he's got a problem, but he's just like sort of passing through. It's not Mishkeferla. But there was a person, he passed by like his mother-in-law's household or whatever, and Rav Sheshet gave him Malkot. Who made them have a dying mechamate? So with him, there was like already like rumors that he was like, you know, like engaged in inappropriate conduct. So like as soon as he came nearby, they gave him Malkot for it. Okay, now let me just do a few lines, then we'll pause, we'll go downstairs. Neherdai Amri, the Neherdim say, Bekul Laman Kib Rav, that Rav didn't give Malkot for any of the things we just learned. Elo Mekadesh to be of Elo Shidduchim. Only if a person was Mekadesh with Bia without Shidduchim ahead of time. That's the only time he would do it. He says, the Ikadami, and others say, I feel the Shidduchim, Nami Yishim Pritzuta. Some say, even with a Shidduch, he would give Malkot. In other words, he would do a Shidduch and then he'd Mekadesh Bia, he would also give you Malkot. You know what?
Look, the difference is either both or alone?
No. In other words, the Neradoi, the first version, we listed like 10 items that we give Malkot for. So Neradoi say he didn't give Malkot for any of them, except for one he gave. So he gave for, if you're Mekadesh with Bia, without Shidduchim. In other words, so with Mashma that could be Mekadesh Bia, if you have a Shidduch at the time. But the Ikadamri, even with Shidduchim, he would give Malkot, because he's Mekadesh with Bia, he doesn't like that. Okay, what's up? Okay, Rafi's got a question.
In all these cases, we wait 90 days?
What? No. We're talking about Yibam. Not talking about Yibam here. We're talking about just a man marrying a woman.
That's regular.
Regular. Okay. All right. Any questions from the cyber world?
Yeah, what? Rabbi, I have a question. Regarding not...
Say again, what?
Regarding not Mekadesh Nishay Neshuk. I mean, nowadays, when we have a person who, for example, gets married in a public place, or even, you know, get engaged in a... Are you saying that this is pasnished?
Well, what do you mean get married in a public place?
No. I mean, so about Mekadesh Isha. Mekadesh Isha.
No.
Mekadesh Isha. Are you about having relations in public?
When you say a public place, what are you referring to?
To the Mekadesh Isha.
No. What type of public place? No, I'm saying if I'm inviting my guests and we're doing it outside, that's not a shuk. A shuk is... Everybody, you know, anybody and everybody's there.
Park. You go to Central Park, get married in Central Park.
Well, the...
It's arranged or not.
Yeah, he said, like, the shukah means, like, everybody's there, like, you don't have your own private party. In Achinami, if anybody could walk in and see it, then it might be a problem.
I mean, said that's the reason why the Chatan and Talah don't face the... Okay,
Yosef says that Rabbi Mansur says that's why the Chasen and Kala don't face the crowd, they face forward, though sometimes they do face the crowd. Let me do a few more lines in the Gemara and then we'll go downstairs, okay? Now, the Gemara says, everybody have a place, we're 20 lines above where it gets wide.
We're going
to go in another 10 lines. Yeah. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Mamor. So what's Mamor? What's the Kinyan of Mamor? Now, Tanla Kesef or Shabbat Kesef, he gives her Kesef or Shabbat Kesef, and he says, you know, you're Mekadesh to me with this.
Okay.
Now, Uvishtar Ketzad, now the Brisa says, Uvishtar Ketzad, we think the Brisa is saying, what would be in the star? What would be the text that would be in the star if he, because Mamar could also be Kesef or Bishtar. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara interjects, so we're putting the Brisa now the Gemara is asking on the Brisa. So Bishtar Ketzad, what do you mean? Kida Amran, like we learned, is a Bryce in a second Kedushin on Daftet. Ketavla on the Yar or a Feres. If a man wrote on a piece of paper or a Feres is like pottery, Alpha Pisha Ebo Shabbat Pruta, even though it's not worth a Pruta, the paper or the pottery, Harei Mukadeshitli. So what are you asking? So Amar Abayi Haki Kamar. Abayi says, this is what the Bryce means. Shtar Kubit Yivamin Ketzad, what's the text of the Ketubah that the Yavam gives to his Yavama? So Kotev Law, he writes, Ana Ploni Bar Ploni, I Ploni Bar Ploni, Kabeli Yad Ploni Yavim Tialai, Lazun Luparna Sakarui. I've accepted this woman, you know, to give her, support her, you know, with food and parnasah, all her own support as appropriate. Uvavaj take ketubatal nechse bala rishon. But provided that she has, in other words, her ketubah, she had a ketubah from husband number one. So the ketubah says, you know, if this marriage is dissolved, I owe you $100,000, whatever it is. So that should come from my late brother's estate. That's what he's saying. In other words, I'm yarshing you for my brother. So, but the liability for the ketubah should be pulled from his estate. 1 second, let us wait. Be patient. Wait. Finish. Be late. Lame rishon. And if she doesn't have from the first husband, in other words, either ksuba, whatever is doing with it, or he doesn't have assets, he says takil rabbanu nisheni. Now, wait a second. When he says don't have from the rishon, let me see what he says. One second.
The deceased does not have any property from which she can possibly.
Oh, okay. Life. Okay. So.
27.
Yeah. Okay. He says here in English, she doesn't have a ksuba from the estate of the first husband. Yeah. Or collect the oil. So either there's no ksuba or she doesn't have any assets from which to collect it. He says, the late Lama Risho, tequila robot would be shady. So then the Chachamim established that the ksuba should contain that plunk of money, like a substantial amount of money from the second husband. They should look talibain av lohotia. So in other words, the one reason the Chachamim were betakin the ksuba is the person, you know, shouldn't think, oh, it's nothing, I'll divorce her. Like, I divorce her, there's a whole plunk of money has to go out with her. Okay, I think I'm going to go down to, yeah, what's up? Question number one.
Yeah.
Okay, three questions.
Doesn't that reason still apply even if he did have a ketubah, that it shouldn't be like to divorce in his eyes?
Yeah. So what I would say is, if you remember, the surviving brother who does yibum, he's going to yarsh in the entire estate for the brother. So whatever the brother has, he's got now. All right, listen to everybody. Let's all focus, then we'll do this, okay? If you do yibum, you yarshin the brother. You do yibum, you yarshin the brother. Now, so the yavam, he's got the entire brother's estate. So in Achinami, even if she's collecting from his original estate, but it's his, let's say whatever it is, $100,000, it's coming out of his bank account now. So it's not going to be, it will be, you know, he will have second thoughts about giving her a get. Okay, then question.
No, that's what I was going to say. He's getting the money anyway.
Okay, next question. If you're Makadish, it means you're taking two Adim in the Shuk, and you say you're my designated Adim, but you're Makadish in the Shuk. So Rav, yeah, that's Kiddushin, but Rav will give you a mom code because I don't like you doing it in the Shuk. Okay, now we're going downstairs. We'll resume in 2 minutes, okay?
Fern, you hear me?
I hear you, and you're being recorded. One second.
You wait for Pesach?
I'll talk to you later.
Part of it, yeah.
Who are you?
All right.
This
is all being recorded. So
it's okay.
Recorded and broadcast,
now.
Got it. Okay.
You don't care.
That's a video.
Okay.
One second. Foster?
Yeah.
You're still here in Great Neck, aren't you?
Okay. Yeah. We're back with the shiur. Everybody mute themselves. Let me help you.
I was going to say something.
Okay, we'll get you a little bit later, Yara Moshe, okay? All right, now, did you have a question on the Gemara Aaron Moshe? Otherwise, I'm moving on. Oh, he'll do it later. Okay. Okay, now, so on Nun Beis Amun Aleph, So we're around six lines above where it gets wide on Nun Beis Amun Aleph, 52A, six lines above where it gets wide. Bai Minei Abai Yimei Rabba. So Bai posed the following question to Rabba, and Rabba again was his uncle and his Rebbe. Natan La Gef, Yamar Hariat Megureshani Meni, Viat Muteret Lechol Adam Mahu. So let's say we said that when a Yavam gives a get to the Yavama, so the impact is it has a legal impact, means that nobody can go forward and do Yibum with her anymore, not he nor any of the other brothers, and that he, the one who gave the get, is going to be prohibited on all her relatives. It doesn't dissolve everything yet, but it does have a legal impact. So the Gemara says, let's say he writes a get, but he does it not in the normal fashion. He gives a get, and he says, "Hareyat megure." In other words, normally you say with a get, you know, "Hareyat muteret l'kol adam." Now you're free to everybody, and that's not what he says in the get. He says, "Hareyat megureshini meni." You're divorced from me. "V'iyat muteret l'kol adam." You're not permissible to everybody. So he says, "Mahu get yivam d'rabanan hu." So what do we say? So should we say a get by yivamo that's a din d'rabanan? So get the mahani be'ishanish mahani be'yavama. So I say get that would have impact in a normal husband-wife relationship has legal impact in the yavama situation. Get lo mahani be'ishanish lo mahani be'yavama. A get that would be defective with a normal husband-wife has no impact on yavamot. O dilma ati li chalufei begita. Or maybe, even if it's defective, I'm afraid that, in other words, let's say he gives the get. And I say, well, was it defective get? And now I say you could do yibum with her. If I say that, then people are going to get confused and think I can give like a get and still do yibum with her. Or as he's giving a get, it's like a defective get. So if I don't give full force and effect to it, people will come to do yibum after a get. So maybe there's like a policy consideration. So we have in brackets here, it's a question whether the brackets belong here or not. They said in the article that Rashi doesn't have that. So Amarle, so in our version, Rabbah says back to Abaye, in Achinami, we have to be concerned that if we don't give, you know, legal force and effect to this get, then people will give a get and go forward with Yibam. That's bad news. So Matkiva Rabbah Bar Chanan. So Rabbah Bar Chanan asks, Elamiata, Yaivon Yaraba Alma, Hachinami de Pasla. So what if he gives her just a piece of paper? And so do I say, now, you know, that also we're going to treat it like a get, you know, and he says, Hakanami the Pasla, I think it's Pasla, it should be Pasla for Kahuna, right? Let me take a look, Pasla. Yeah. So do I say she's Pasla for Kahuna, that she got a get or whatever? So Gemara says, Amarle, Hakam lo Pasla the Kahuna. So in that case, it wouldn't Pasla her by Kahuna, Hakam Pasla the Kahuna. In other words, the threshold's going to be, is it enough to be reyach a get? Sometimes a get's not good as a full-fledged get. Reyach a get is the aroma of a get. We'll see in a minute. He says to Tani, we learn in the Braisa, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikahu. A Kohen shouldn't marry a woman that's grusha, that's divorced, me'isha, from her husband, lo yikahu. So the word me'isha is extra. It was isha grusha, it was divorcee. What's grusha me'isha? In other words, it's understood, so it's an extra word. He says, "Afilo negarsha elami isha lo yikahu," means that even the Gemara is darshaning out that even if the get is only good vis-a-vis the husband, meaning even if the get only says you're megureshit from me, but you're not muteret to the whole world. In other words, so it's just megureshit from him, but she's not free to marry anyone in the world. That's gushami isha. He says, nevertheless, such a woman a kohen shouldn't marry. Afilo negarsha elami isha lo yikahu. Behind reich haget shaposel bekuna. That's the reyach haget. So he's saying that, again, so we're going to give legal force and effect to this get that says like that. It says, you're megureshet mimeni v'iyan muter l'kol adam. We're going to give legal force and effect to it to say that if you give it to a yavama, that you have to, you know, go forward and now do chalitza, and in a chinami, nobody could do yibam, because otherwise, if I don't give legal force and effect to it, I'm afraid people are going to not pay attention to a regular get. And what's the difference between that and a piece of paper? The difference is that in certain areas in halacha, there's a concept of reyach get. And reyach get means if a person receives a document like this, then she's asher on a kohen. So it means, the way Rashi says, again, there's two different cases we're discussing, okay? One case is a Yibum situation, and we're borrowing a halacha from the case of a kohen who gives the get to the Isha. So by the Yavama, we're talking about the same get. So if a Yavam gives the Yavama a get, and it says, Hareyat Nagureshet Mimeni, the Iyat Nateret Lepoladam. So we're saying, according to Rabbah, the way our version of the Gemara is, that in Achinami, he, the Yavam, is now bound as if he had given her a full-fledged get. So the Gemara is saying, because if I would have a case of Kahuna, if the way the Gemara has it is, if a woman had received a get like that, she'd be prohibited on marrying a Kohen. So it means, the way the Gemara has it, the Kohen gives her that get. So it means he's prohibited to even remain married to her. But it means any woman who receives a get like that has a din in Grusha by the din of Kahuna. So Mela, and so since that's called Reyach HaGet. So since it's Reyach HaGet, we're going to give full force and an effect to it. All right, any questions, comments, to what we did? What's up?
But she is Muteret, except for the Kohanim, to Chol Adam, right?
No. She's really fully married. She's fully married with that get. But now it's Kal, she's got this Reyach HaGet on her. So if it's a Kohen that gave it to her, he can't remain with her anymore because she's got like a din of Grusha. But now, so maybe now he'll have to divorce her, or I don't know what he's going to do, or if the other way would be he would die.
Chalitza.
But no. We're talking about two different cases. One case is Yibum, and one case is non-Yibum. So in a non-Yibum case, if a man gives a get like this to his wife,
the example.
She's got Reyach HaGet. Okay, what's up? You know,
I got the regular woman.
Right. Right. So on the one hand, we could say that we're mitaken that a get has legal force and effect by Yibum. But they were only mitaken if the get would be a good get by Gerushin. So it's not a good get by Gerushin. It's not. On the other hand, we could say that maybe we're concerned that if I say it's a nullity, then he could do Yibum with her. And if he does Yibum with her, people will say that even after I give a get to her, I could do Yibum. Okay, I have to move on. We are getting late, and so I'm going to move forward. Okay, everybody, let's all focus. Okay, now.
Quick question, Rabbi, before we move forward.
Daniel, when I just made it, this is not the time for questions. I just made a statement, okay? You got it.
All right.
Okay. All right, let's go on. Now we're two lines from the bottom. So now this next question, the Gemara has a hakdama, and then we're going to get into the question. Amarami Barakama, Hare Amru, Amaraka Lavlor. If somebody said to a scribe, Tov Getla Rusati Lachekna Sena Agarshena, doesn't sound like the most romantic thing. In other words, he went through Erisin, he didn't go through Nisuin yet. He says, I want you to write a get for my wife, because once I go through Nisuin, then I intend to divorce her right away. So so he's going to, I don't know, spread a bridal night with the wife and then surprise her in the morning with the wedding gift as the get. He says, "Hareis a get mishadil garsha." So that's a valid get because at the time he directs the get to be written, lu yetzur, you would want to divorce her. He could once he went through erusin, then he needs a get to dissolve the marriage. Turn the page on the top line, nun beis and beis. Uleisha ba'alma ain get. But if it's a woman that I'm not even married to, and I say write a get because I will marry her and then I will divorce her, that's not a get. Because the time I write it, I don't have a koach to divorce her. So at the time I write the get, I have to have the wife that I'm speaking about and be in a position where I'm divorcing her. Now, given that back scenario by Rami Bar Chama, Liyavim Tomahu, he says, now what about if he writes, wants to write a get to the Yavama before he does bia with her? He says, Kaven da Agida be karusto damya. Do I say, since there's like the Zika between him and the Yavama, that's like an Arusa, it's like the legal equivalent of Erusin, in which case he could write the get, Odilma came lo Abba ba Mamar lo. Or maybe since he didn't do Mamar with her, it's not the same. So take it. The Gemara leaves that we're not able to resolve it. Let me do another 8 lines, and then we will pause. Okay. By Rav Chananya, Rav Chananya posed the following question. Now, when the brother dies, is automatically a zika, is a connection between the Yavama and the Yavam. And then he does Mamar. So when to undo the Mamar, he needs to give a get. They need a get to undo the Mamar. But let's say in the get, he says this get is only a get vis-a-vis the Zika, or this get is only a get vis-a-vis the Mamar. What's the legal import of that get? Mahu. Do I say Mamar ilave Zika karami? Do I say that Mamar is, it's like a building, it's built on top of the Zika? So he says, Vahabale kimagarish chatzi isha. So if I say I'm doing Mamar or Zika, it's like divorcing half a wife. But magarish chatzi isha lo asav lo klum. In other words, they're indivisible. So if I try to divide it up, I'm not doing anything that has legal force and effect. Odilma hailachudakai vahailachudakai. Or perhaps they are divisible kinyanim. I have the Zika and the Mamar, and we'll give it full force and effect vis-a-vis the thing that it's directed to. So the Gemara says, V'tifshot leimi d'Rava. Why can't we deduce the answer to this question from a statement of Rava? Dama Rava, Natan get l'mamaro, hutrat sarato. So this is talking about a case where you had three brothers who were married to three women who were not related. In other words, not sisters. And then one of them died. In other words, Reuven was married to Rachel. Rachel's not a sister with Leah here. So Reuven dies, and then Shimon does Mamar with her. And then Shimon dies. So now, Levi, as he looks at the situation, he has Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, but it's also Shimon's wife. And Louis, Rachel is sort of like Eshet Shnei Metim. She's the wife of two deceased people, right? She's the widow of Reuven, and then she's also the widow of Shimon, who did Mamar with her. And then Shimon has another wife as well, Leah, who's not her sister. So so over there, so the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Natan get l'mamaro utrat sarato. So Rabbi says that if Shimon gave a get, just to undo the Mamar, if Shimon gave a get before he died, in other words, Shimon did Mamar with Rachel, and then before he died, he gave a get, says, I'm undoing the Mamar. So then Rabbi says that Hutrat Sarata, that her co-wife, in other words, Leah, is now permissible to Levi. Leah is now permissible to Levi. It was before Levi got into an impossible situation. The Gemara says, Harelu Cholzot, that they all have to do Chalitza. That's the only way out of this mess, to all do Chalitza. But Rava says that if Shimon had given a Mamar, just a get, just for the Mamar, so it's like putting everybody back in the status quo ante. So then Levi could do Yibum with Leah. No, the Gemara learns that he can't do Yibum with Rachel. He says, because we're afraid the Mechalfa, he says, one sentence, the Mechalfa Balak get Gamur Lazika. We're afraid, like for policy considerations, that we'll get confused with her, with a woman who had, in other words, he gave a get to undo the Mamar. We're afraid that somebody gave a get like just for the Zika. In other words, he's giving the get just to undo the Mamar. But in a case where somebody gives a get and one of the surviving brothers gives a get to one of the widows, that get is saying we're going forward with Chalitza. We're not going forward with Yibum. So because of that situation, we don't want to let him do Yibum with Rachel. But the bottom line is, though, that Rabbah in that case says you can do a get just for the Mamar, and that'll be the way it would go. In other words, I'm going to leave the Zika intact. I'm just going to get for the Mamar. So the Gemara says, "L'Rava Pshitalei, Rav Chananya Mibayalei, Mai Teiku." So yeah, Rava was certainly the answer. Rav Chananya wasn't so sure about that. So the Gemara is not able to resolve it. In other words, can I divide up between the Zika and the Mamar? Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? Let me hear from Aaron Moshe. Aaron, you wanted to say something before Aaron Moshe. What do you want to say?
Rabbi, I have a question.
Wait.
What I was going to say was that...
to Aaron Moshe.
Well, no, what I was going to say is that today in the Dayanus, from what I hear from my nephew, the biggest problem is in reality of men giving a get to women. That they have to run, they have to pursue men to give get to women. That's the biggest problem.
All right. Okay, Dana, what do you want to say?
The Torah says get kritut. In other words, by definition, get must dissolve all connections. How can you have a halfway? Why is there a question? Why is there a teko? It's a done deal. Get is supposed to sever things completely. It's considered, it's called get kritut. Kritut means 100%.
Yes, so the simple answer is that we're dealing here in a Drabanan world, okay? We're not dealing in a Daraisa world. We're dealing in a Drabanan world. The Chachamim created a Kinyan Ma'amar. And then there's also a Zika that exists as well. And the Chachamim said that if a Yavam gives a get to one of the Yavama, one of the widows, then that has legal impact. But it's not the same.
Are you allowed to have Tznaim for a get? Or there are no strings attached?
No. So first of all, you could give a get with tanaim. You could have strings attached to a get, but as long as the event, right, like the Gemara, right? It can't be forever. In other words, like Yosef was saying. In other words, if I say this is your get on condition you don't drink wine for 30 days, that you could have a tanai with a get. But that's besides the point. The point is the Chum saying the get, you know, could be effective this way, that way, the other way. Okay, let me move on.
One other thing, when you say that you give a get al-manat, that you're not going to be mutar to everyone, I mean, by definition, there are people that they will never be able to marry. There's a father, there's a brother, there are relatives, there are things that are tough for me.
Again, that's a different case, but when you say iyat mutar l'kol adam, the get is not effective vis-a-vis a get, but there's a din in reach a get. Reach a get means that the woman is prohibited on a kohen. Okay, let me go further in the Gemara. Now, we're 10 lines down. Now, chalatz v'asa ma'amar. So in the Mishnah, we had a case where a Yavam did chalitza to the woman, and then he did ma'amar with her. So this is a little confusing. Doing chalitza is like, let us all be patient, let us all be patient, let us listen, and then after we do the sugya, we can formulate our questions, okay? So the Mishnah said that if he did chalitza and did ma'amar, so there's nothing after the chalitza. There's nothing has any validity after the chalitza. Okay, let's take a look. Chalatz v'asa ma'amar. Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Da Amar in Kiddushin Tovsin Mekai B'Lavin. So Rabbi Yudah says in Rav, our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that if you're the product of an Easter lav, we had different shita within Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, but he said it was an Easter lav, so it's mamzerus afterwards. So he holds that if I'm making kiddushin and the kiddushin would violate a lav, so it's not tofes, it's ineffective. So here, when I do chalitza with the widow, so now there's a lav. It says, it says, in other words, once he's made the election of remedies, that he's not going to build up his brother's house, he's under a lav, he can never build it up again. So therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah says, if after that he does ma'amar with her, the ma'amar is a zero, because that would be a lav. It's violating a lav. Rabbi Akiva holds that after you've done a lav, so there's no kiddushin and toface. He said, if I'm going to be violating a lav by doing it. But the Chachamim hold, no. After chalitza, there could be something. So the Chachamim would hold, if you do ma'amar afterwards, so it sounds like we would give a legal impact to it. So the Gemara says, "Mimasit mukmalah to Rabbi Akiva." Are we able to say that our Mishnah is really following Rabbi Akiva? Ba'katani Reisha, we learn in the earlier part of our Mishnah that Tan get yasa ma'amar sricha get v'chalitza. He gave a get to the. If somebody is somebody's unmuted, let me help you out. All right. It says, "Natan get." He gave a get. And then he did ma'amar, Tzricha get for chalitza. So he gave a get, he did ma'amar, he needs a get to undo the ma'amar, and then he needs chalitza to undo the whole thing. Be Rabbi Akiva, Kiva, now we said Armish is going like Rabbi Akiva. Be Rabbi Akiva, Kiva the Yayv Laget, Mima Hani Ba Ma'amar. But if we're saying our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, once I give a get, does Ma'amar have any impact? Bahatani, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Minayin L'Tzon Get Le'Yivimto, Shnei Esra Alav Olamim. Now, Rabbi Akiva holds, if I give a get to the Yavama, once I give a get to the Yavama, she's prohibited to me forever. Never mind the Chalitza, even before I give the Chalitza. Once I give a get to her, that's it with us. Shenemar lo yuchal ba'al rishon shishalcha. So the Torah says, if I normally divorce a woman and then she remarries, then I can't take her back. But the Torah says, lo yuchal ba'al rishon shishalcha l'shub l'kachto, that the first husband shishalcha, the words shishalcha are superfluous. Achar shiluach, meaning that there is a woman that once you've sent her away with a get, that's it. And that's a yavam with the yavama. So Rabbi Akiva holds, again, we want to say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. We want to say that after Chalitza is nothing, because Chalitza would violate a law. So the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also holds that after a get, then I can't do anything to bring her back, because the Torah says, Asher Shulcha, that there is a case where you just give a get, and that's it. We think it's probably about this Yibum. So one second. So Amar Abashi, Get Yivam in Midrabanan. So Ravashi says, look, you're like mixing Kasha with one. The whole din of Get Yivam in, it's all a din to Rabbanan. We talk about a get by Yivama and all the legal import for it, that's a din to Rabbanan, who cross Machtam Alma. Means the Pasuk is like a remez to support that indeed, if he gives a get, so that's it. And he shouldn't go forward and do anything afterwards. But on a Torah level, there could be a kinyan afterwards. So again, in the Mishnah, we said that he gave her a get, and then he gave a ma'amar afterwards. So we said, but going like Rabbi Akiva, how can we have a ma'amar afterward? So the Gemara says, when we talk about get yivamim, we're talking about dinim derabanan. And when we have the pasuk, that's a remez for the din derabanan that Rabbi Akiva holds, that once you give the get, that's it. But on a Torah level, there could be a kinyan afterwards. So that's what he's saying. So that's we're able to resolve that. So Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a Bryce that supports that explanation. Amar Rebbe, Ein Advar Malalo Murin Al Divur Rebbe Akiva. That all this halacha that we've said is within, according to Rebbe Akiva, She'osa Chalutza Ke'erva. In other words, that after Chalutza there's nothing, that's all according to Rebbe Akiva. Because once you're a Chalutza, like an Erva, like a Rayot. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Yeshachar Chalutza Klom. The Chachamim say that after Chalutza you could have something. But Ani Omer, and I say, Ein Matai, Bizman Shekid Shalashim Isha. In other words, he does Chalitza, and then afterwards he has Kiddushin with her. So if he does, Rebbe is saying, we have three opinions. Rebbe Kiva says, after Chalitza, nothing. Yavam, vis-a-vis the Chalitza. Because once he did Chalitza, be Lav. So if I do something, I'm doing something against the Torah, the Kiddushin are not Tofes. And the Chachamim say, no, there could be after, there would be Tofes. And Rebbe says, it depends. He says, Bezvan Shekid Shalashim Isha. If he says, I'm Mekadosh Shalashim Isha, like a regular wife, then in Achinami, that it would be something. About Kid Shalashim Yavmut, but if he says, I'm Mekadosh you in the Deen of Yibam, in Achar Chalitza Klum. Then, after Chalitza, there's nothing. In other words, there's no Mitzvah Yibam afterwards. I say, I'm Mekadosh Shalashim Yavmut, so it's nothing. But if I say, I'm Mekadosh Shalashim Isha, in Achinami, not that you should do that, but it would have legal force and effect. What's up?
I thought the Chachamim agreed after Chalitza, everyone agreed there's nothing.
So
we say that?
So the Mishnah we said is going like Rabbi Akiva. We said the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. Right. No. Again, we have different Chachamim. You have Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim, and then we have the other parts of the Mishnah. It means that after Chalitza, in Achinami, he could be violating a law by being Mekadosh her, but it would have legal force and effect. So now we're having three opinions about this. Rabbi Kiva says nothing after the Chalitza. Chachamim say you could have after the Chalitza. Rabbi said depends, right. Okay, now.
According to Rabbi, does he have to say the words, this is Mishum Kiddushin? Does he have to utter those words?
Yeah, he says, it sounds like if he would say it, and it would be clear that that's what he was doing, that's what Rebbe's talking about. So if he just says, Hari HaMikudeshetli, I don't know what Rebbe would hold. He wants to do it. He got two Adam to do it. He says, right. All right. So all I can say is if he spells it out, that's the way Rebbe would hold. I don't know. If he doesn't spell it out, I don't know what to say. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right. Now, okay, one second. Okay, now, okay, we're up to Tani Edok. We're around 20 lines from the bottom. Okay, I'm trying to finish the daf today. Let us all kind of restrain ourselves, listen to the Gemara, and then we'll go on. Tani Edok, I learned another brisa. I do chalitz of my yavama, and then a week later I have charata. I want to be mekadesher. Rebbe Omerim kitchel shemisha tzricha imenu get. So Rebbe says if he's mekadesher shemishas, she needs a get, because in other words he's under a law to marry her. But in chinami the kedushin are toface, so he needs a get. He says l'shem yavma, but if he's mekadesher l'shem yavma, he thinks he can do yibam again. Ain't tzricha imenu get. But chachamim omrim. Come say, either way, he needs a get. So Amar of Yosef, my Tamid Rebbe. So Rebbe says it depends on, you know, what his intent is, it sounds like. So Asauko der Benichse Ager. So Rebbe would analogize this like to a person, he's hoeing the property of a ger that died. A person converted to Judaism and then he died. That's a person who has no yorshim, because he's a ger. In other words, everybody has a yoresh, but the ger has no yoresh. So the din is that anybody who does an act of kinyan on the field after his death is koneh. So you do a kinyan chazaka. So one way is to sell the field. So he's oder b'nisse ger uksavur shalohim. But he thinks it's really his own property. In other words, he owns Blackacre, and that's his own property. And next to Blackacre is Greenacre, where the ger was. So he is hoeing Greenacre. He's doing the act to acquire Greenacre, but he thinks he's hoeing Blackacre, which is his own property, the Lokani. So it's not effective. So he says here, so Rashi says, so he thinks that Kiddushei Yibam are topes in her, and he's thinking that he's going to acquire her from the cloth of Yibam. But there is no koach of Yibam. That's the way Rebbe analogized it. In other words, he's doing the right act, but he's doing it on the wrong property, meaning he has the wrong intent with it. So Amar Li Abaye. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Abaye was a Talmid Rabba and also Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef forgot his learning, and then Abaye helped restore it. So Amar Li Abaye, mi dami. Abaye says, how can you compare the two cases? Hatam lo kamachavin lemikni. He says, over there, He doesn't have kavanah mikone. He thinks it's his own property, so he thinks he's hoeing his own property. He has no kavanah to acquire anything with the act of hoeing. Here with the yavama, he does. In other words, even though he's doing the act of yavmas, but he's intending to acquire her with it. Palodamia, what's the correct analogy? The case, the more analogous case, would be that he intends to acquire the nechasim, the property of a ger, but he thinks it's ger A instead it's ger B. In other words, he has kavanah to acquire the nechasim of the ger, but it's got the wrong ger in mind. Dikani, that would be effective, and he would be koneh. So that doesn't help explain Rebbe's opinion. Again, Rebbe holds that he does kiddushin l'shem yavam, but he's not koneh. So Abai says that the correct analogy is he's like, You're doing an act of acquisition. They say you're thinking A and it was B of B's, but you intend to acquire it, so you acquire it. Elomar Abaye, Hakamayaskinan, Kigon to Amar La. So here's the answer to the question about what he says, okay? So you asked me this, Fern, right? He says, Kigon to Amar La, Hikachli Mamar Yavanin. He says to her explicitly, I want you to be Makudish to me with this Mamar of Yavanin. Rebbe Savar, Mamar Ilavi Zika Karami. Rebbe holds that Mamar is built on Zika. It was Mamar only works when there's like a foundation of Zika underneath it. But Chalisa of Kata the Zika. So Rebbe holds there is no Zika here. In other words, because once he did a Chalitza, that's the end of the Zika. So the Mamar is totally ineffective. For Rabbanan Sabri, Hai Lakutakai, Bahai Lakutakai, the Chami hold, each one stands on its own merits. Miikara, Ilu Amar Lai, Kachni Bamamar Yabami Milo Mahani. So initially, if he had said to her before he did Chalitza, why don't you make Kudish to me with the Mamar Yabami, it wouldn't be effective. Hashmami Mahani. So again, so the way this is Abaye. So Abaye is explaining the Shita of Rebbe. So Rebbe says if he does it the same Yavmut, it's not effective. He does the same Kiddushin, it is effective. So Abaye says, he says, I want you to be Kudush to me with this Mamar Yavamin. So Rebbe views the Kinyan Mamar only works when there's a foundation of Zika underneath it. So then if I say, be Mekudesh to me with Mamar Yavmin, so it's totally ineffective because there's no Zika anymore. And the Chachamim say, no, each one works independently of each other. But that's one way to understand the Machloket. Okay, and now the last part, Rava Amar. Rava has a different Hesber to explain the Machloket between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rava Amar, Ida Amar La B'Mamar Yavamin, Kli Amalo Pligi De Mahanya. Rava says that if he would say Mamar Yavamin, everybody would agree it would be effective, even though we gave Chalitza. That would be good. So the question is, what are the one way to understand the sugya is what does he mean by the word zikat yivamin? Rebbe Savar, yech zika, vataya chalitza av kate the zika. So, yeah, it means like this. Let's say he would say to her before he does chalitza that I am a kadishu the zikat yivamin. So Rebbe holds yesh zika. Yesh zika means that there's a strong zika that exists in the world. Yesh zika. So Rebbe holds yesh zika, batai chalitza av kate lezika. And then the chalitza came and undid the zika. So when I say yesh zika means, if I would say this language, that you're mekudesh to me with zika yavamin, that would mean you're mekudesh to me when there was zika. So then that means with mamar. In other words, if I say zika yavamin, it's the same thing as saying b'mamar. You're mekudesh to me with mamar, and the Chinami Rebbe holds a zika, but that only works before I do chalitza. After chalitza, it doesn't work. He says v'rabbanan sabri ein zika. The Chami hold b'chlal ein zika means zika is very weak initially. Meikara yidu amar la touch the b'zika yivamin milo mahani. So when they say b'zika yivamin, there was. One second. You know, I had them sit to Gemara open earlier today. He says, yeah, if you look at the top line in Rashi, Yesh Zika, Hai the top is Mamar Ba'alma. The fact that Mamar is effective in general, but this language. In other words, if I would say to a Yabama, before I do Chalitza, you're conditionally Bezikat Yabamin, Mishum the Yesh Zika. There is a Zika that exists in the world. Hashatai Chalitza Pekata Velek Lamin Marhafi. So when I say those words, it means that you're conditionally with me Mamar. But it means that's only effective if I say it before chalitza. That's the way Rebbe holds, because it's working off the idea that yesh zika, that there's a zika between a strong zika between the Yavam and the Yavama. And then the way I understand the language, I'm saying you're mekudesh to me with this mamar. But the chamim hold ain zika. The chamim hold there's not such a strong zika, and he says meikari ilu amar la kachli bezika yavama minu mahani hashnami mahani. So in other words, it means like this. Come and say, in other words, how do I understand the language? So Rebbe understands that's a language that's working off the idea that there is a Zika in the world. When I say Zika, it means I'm mamar. But it means that there is this idea of Zika in the world, And Mamela, that's why Ma'amar works. So you're Mekudesh to me with the Zika and the Yavamin. It means with Ma'amar. The Chachamim hold that there isn't such a strong Zika in the world. When I say the Zika and the Yavamin, it's another way of saying like Ma'amar, but it's not working off the idea of Zika. And so Mamela, that's good even after there is no Zika. That's the best I have with that. Okay. Okay. Okay, now, okay, they, okay, 1 second, let me end the recording. I've heard how much that is. I'm trying to end this recording.